Erica Merklin applied for a license to operate Resurrected Dreams last summer. If licensed, the marijuana cultivation facility will be located on Chilkat Lake Road, 26 miles out the Haines Highway. Merklin's application was deemed complete by the state earlier this month. At that point, the Haines Borough was notified. Local governments can protest or recommend the state issue a marijuana license within 60 days. The assembly took it up at a meeting Tuesday. Assemblyman Sean Mady moved to recommend the license be issued. Tom Morfitt seconded the motion.
I'll second and also support recommending this. It seems like the regulations for these operations are more severe than handling plutonium.
But Heather Lendy suggested a different route, one of no objection.
Well, I certainly don't have an objection with this. While I know it's legal and I know this is the wave of it, I'm not sure personally that I would recommend it, but I certainly wouldn't object to it because that's what state law is.
Brenda Josephson felt similarly.
I do have discomfort saying you recommend it. I certainly have no objection to it.
And that's the direction the group ultimately took. They voted unanimously to provide a letter to AMCO stating they have no objection to the state issuing a license. A couple residents spoke in favor of Merklin's application. Here's Bill McCord.
I would encourage the borough to approve. If you've read the application, and it's very extensive and comprehensive. It's an amazing facility.
And Carol Tyneman.
She is one of the most amazing gardeners. I think the standards that she holds herself to in terms of growing produce and flowers are really enviable, and she would be a great model in our community for best practices in her agricultural venture.
Brad Adams spoke on behalf of Merklin at the meeting. He said Merklin was in Juneau at the Marijuana Control Board meeting. Adams assured the assembly the operation would be in a secure building.
The structure is built basically a fortress. Somebody trying to get in there would be almost impossible.
Now that Merklin's application has been approved, there are still a few more steps before she can receive a license to operate, including a state inspection. Merklin could not be reached for comment by the time this story was reported. You can link to her application, including plans for cultivation, odor control, security, and transportation, with this report on our website, khns.org. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.